it's
a complete departure.
It's indie rock. It's like different from like we're trying to do something new for. So it's like a blend of modern indie rock with like jazz and
old homages to rock and roll.
Yeah, like Americana, yeah. Old rock and roll. Yeah.
Yeah, it's also very densely arranged and orchestrated, which the EP was, since we had to record it over like 2 days or whatever, it was very like just like surface level arrangement.
So with all that, what were you trying to really portray with these songs?
Like, it's kind of a roller coaster of styles, like throughout the album. Like there will be a song that's like classic like 50s rock. And then there will be a song that draws a lot from, like, contemporary/avant-garde classical music. And then there will be another song that draws a lot from, like, experimental avant-garde pop and jazz. So it's... I don't know if there's, like, really a goal for, like, an overall tone throughout the album. We just kind of want to showcase, like, what we can do.
But it's, like, all these, like, quote-unquote bookish, nerdy-ish, like... decisions we made, I think they're all also like appealing to anybody. Like, mm-hmm. You can not listen to music that much at all and be like, oh, I noticed that was different than something that I'm usually used to. So
awesome.
Springboarding off that, we just pretty much want to showcase like our full scope as a band, where we can take not only rock and roll but, you know, all different facets of music that we enjoy listening to.
Awesome. Really cool. Yeah, I think that's one of my favorite things about you guys is that over in the surface, they're very catchy and fun songs, but when you like really listen to them, there are some really cool intricacies that you like want to go back and listen to over and over and over. And that's just from me hearing them live, so I'd imagine they're even cooler in studio, especially mm-hmm. with all the instruments you're saying.
Yeah. We'd like to think so.
Yeah.